Moshe, let's begin. So we left off on page Tzadik Beis. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit with the theme we left off with on Friday. So the Mechaber essentially is explaining that at the end of the day, the most important thing is to be able to identify one's core identity. Because depending on how you self-identify, will determine ultimately how one tackles the process of, it's not as much change as much as it is improvement. So his whole point was that if I recognize that at my core I am good, then by definition that gives me great ability to be able to go ahead and better myself. Which again, and identifying as good comes from the fundamental idea of identifying as primarily a neshama that is clothed by a guf. On the other hand, if I identify as not good at my core, but ultimately as some mixture of good and bad, which we identified as identifying oneself as a body, as a soul that is housed by, as a body that houses a soul, primarily as a guf, then the process of change and the process of self-development becomes very difficult. Because remember, using the Baal Shem Tov's three-pronged model of Hab Hachno'o, Havdala, and Hamtaka, there is the need to exercise certain negative traits. And if those negative traits are part of my very eye awareness, by definition, that creates a very difficult process for change. So he says, Nisbonin is the paragraph that begins, Ha-chana habasisis hakaras hakochos. So literally, the core preparation is the recognition of one's abilities. Nisbonin b'dugma luchashis k'dei lahavin es hadvarim. So let's give a very simple, basic parable to highlight what's happening here. La'adam yesh masim esuyim. Say a person has a load that he has to carry. Kartonim maleim. Cartons that are full. Sha'alav lahovila mimakum lamakum. Letzorach mischar. Now what does a person have to do? A person has to transport these boxes from one place to another for the purpose of business. L'shinkach hu mazmin masait. Shetovil asamasa. So what do? Masait could be a wagon. It's a mode of transport. So depending on where you live, that's it can mean for us a truck, a car, wagon. Your point is you go ahead and you call in a mode of transportation to transport your particular item. So what happens? Ezo masait hu yazmin. What type of transportation will you call on? Haim masait. Lahovalas lechani ma'afios, o masait hamiyu edes lahovalas chomrei binyan. So I say, let's imagine this for just a moment. So now I have to go ahead and I have to transport items from point A to point B for the purpose of my business. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get a wagon. So what kind of wagon do I get? Do I get a wagon that'll be useful for transporting loaves of bread? Or will I get a wagon that's useful for transporting concrete block? Okay, so what's the answer? He says, "Pashat biyoser shadavar taloi b'sheila mayesh b'soch osam kartonim." Now the truth is, there's not just a blanket answer. What does it depend on? What's in the box? What am I trying to transport? Im yesh b'han lechamin hu yazmin masait hamiyu edes lahaval aslachem. So if I'm transporting bread, then enachinami, all I need is a very simple wagon, right? It doesn't have to be able to carry a lot of weight to be able to transport bread from one location to another. Avalim besulcha kaitonim, aruzim blokim. Blokim are concrete block. Visake milat, or bags of cement. Alav lahazmin masoes hamiyu edes lusukaze shalavala. Okay, so if I'm transporting bread, I need one kind of wagon. If I'm transporting concrete blocks, or cement, then lemaisa. That's another type of wagon. Kisha adam ba la'avod livnos esatzmo. So similarly, when a person wants to build himself, alav leda'as likras mahu holich. So we'll say, what's his point with that mashal? His point with the mashal was, if you want to accomplish anything in life, the first thing you need to know is what? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to do? What am I trying to move? See, he says when a person wants to build himself, and also you'll notice that in this sefer, very often the lashon that's used is not as much change, but it's a lashon of building. Because very often it's not a question of change, because we always have to evolve. That's human nature. We always have to be changing. But the goal is not change. The goal is building. We're trying to build ourselves. Just like I will say, if you think about it, man is no different than any construction project. So when you build your katayna, that is part of the building you're changing, it's true. First, you just had materials. Then you made a foundation. Then you made a first story, a second story, a third story. But that's not how you would categorize that process. That's called building. That's called building. So too, again, when it comes to the process of man, there's an evolution. There's an evolution. But more importantly, there's a building. So the first thing, when a person's trying to build themselves, they have to ask themselves the question, Lamla das likras ma hu holich. What am I trying to build? What am I trying to build? Lehechan hu nichnas. Where am I going? Elu kochos alav lahachin l'shem kach. Because remember, it's only if after I identify what I am actually building, can I go ahead and then what? Can I go ahead and then figure out what do I need to do in order to build that particular structure? Ka'amor, hakoach hasharsh, and what kochos, what powers, what energies do I need in order to accomplish this task? Ka'amor, hakoach hasharashi, she'adam tzorech lahachin. Therefore, it turns out that the core koach that a person needs in order to go ahead and build himself, hu lahakir ha'kara basisis mi ani. And Hebrew is going back full circle here. And therefore, it turns out that the major koach you need in life in order to be able to build anything is a recognition of who am I? How do I identify the I, the inner I? So also this goes back to what we said before. Remember, to bring this all together, this in order to go ahead and build myself in life, I have to know what? What am I trying to build? What am I trying to build? Where am I trying to build? What is the edifice going to look like? What is the structure going to look like? Do I just want to build one story? Do I want to build a ranch? Do I want to build a mansion? Do I want to build a skyscraper? What do I want to build? That's the fundamental shit I have to ask myself in life. And by the way, so you'll say, of course I want to build a skyscraper. It's not so posh. Not everybody's a skyscraper. Not everybody's a size skyscraper. Some people are just, you know, a modest starter house, right? And some people are a studio apartment. Some people are skyscrapers. And by the way, now again, you never say, oh, I'm only a studio apartment. Everybody, ultimately, for some people, the studio, the apartment that they're trying to, is the lechatchila. That's their self-actualization. But he's saying, in order to know what I'm going to build, the first thing I have to know is what? That I can build. And how do I know that I can build? Again, back full circle. That goes back to the basic I awareness. And the basic I awareness is, I am a neshama. So because I am a neshama, because at my core, I am spiritual energy, I have the ability to build. Okay, now, because also you'd be surprised, you wouldn't be surprised. So there are so many people who walk through life thinking that they can't build. Thinking that they are what they are, they're stuck and there's just nowhere else to go. So the Mechaber says the first thing you have to understand is, I can build. Why can I build? Because I'm my karma neshama. Okay, then the complicated question arises about what? What should I build? And then that goes into, because again, until I identify what should I build, it's difficult to get any real traction in life. Let's go on a little bit. Hamabat ha'amiti alavon. Literally, true perspective on sin. So what does this mean? So let's, so again, one thing we've seen in the Sefer is that the author has great mashalim. Remember, this is a new Sefer. So the mashalim, his parables are very contemporary. So he says, let me give you an example of this, just some day-to-day life. Ulaharos kitzad adam mistakil al dvarim b'mamat sha'ani hu neshama v'guf b'yachad. So also remember, the dominant thing that we're focusing on is self-perception, the defining the inner I. And remember, there are two possibilities. Possibility one is that I'm a dominant soul that is clothed by a body. Or possibility two is my physicality or materialism, that's the dominant, and therefore I'm a body that ultimately houses us all. So he says, let me give you just a simple, an illustration of this. Listen to this. And this is really amazing. We'll begin it today, we won't get to finish it. But kol echad me'itanu, makir b'soch atzma ma'asim shirot l'achdom. So listen to this. This is so as last night, this is really, it's affirming. Every single one of us recognizes within ourselves the things that we want to stop doing. We all do things that we know we shouldn't. But I will say, it's not just that. We all do things that we really want to stop doing. not only do I know it's wrong, I really want to stop. Hargoshos shehu me'unyan li'patar mehem. Sometimes it's not even just action. Sometimes it's feelings that I don't want to have anymore. U'machshavos shehu me'unyan lo lachshavosam. And there are thoughts that I don't want to have those thoughts anymore. Ve'im kozos anu osim ma'asim. And yet, despite the fact that there are actions that I really don't want to do, what happens? I still do it. I still feel things that I really don't want to feel. And I think, what's amazing over here is, you know, it's not like we live in a, sometimes we live in a fog, but more often than not, we have pretty good clarity as to what's right and what's wrong. And pretty good clarity as to what we really should not be doing. I'm not talking about, you know, gross averos, you know, major averos. I'm talking about just even the more nuanced things like that. You know, this is not me. I really shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing it. I shouldn't be thinking it. I shouldn't be feeling it. But despite the fact that we know that I shouldn't be doing it, l'maisa, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Okay. B'sha'a sha'ada, I'm doing it. I'm feeling it. I'm thinking it. B'sha'a sha'ada ose ma'asa. So in the moment that a person does something that he really knows he shouldn't be doing, the first time he does it, what happens? Mizdazeya means it shakes him. It shakes him. I'm uncomfortable with it. More than just uncomfortable, it bothers me. It bothers me terribly. Next time, it's not as bad. Meaning, again, it still bothers me. It's still upset. It's not uncomfortable with it. But I don't feel that same inner turbulence. And the third time, what happens? It's not so bad. Kimo she'amru Chazal, kevan she'avar adam avira v'shana ba na'asis lo keter. As Chazal say, that once a person did an avira and repeated it, it becomes like keter. So we'll say we'll stop over here. But you're going to see he's going to develop a very, very powerful yisod. Ultimately about how we go ahead and interact with our own personal shortcomings. But we'll stop over here for today. Shukran.